as we've been discussing today, OPEC Plus looking to cut output by more than 1 million barrels a day. The delegation due to meet on Wednesday in person for the first time in 2 years. Joining us now to talk some more about this, Stephen Stapchinsky, Bloomberg's energy reporter. So, Stephen, we are anticipating a 1 million barrel per day cut. So what's OPEC Plus saying here about the demand picture and the wider macroeconomic environment?
Well, they really think that prices should be essentially higher. They look at what you're seeing in the market versus what in the futures market, which is Brent oil around $80 versus what you're seeing in the physical market. And they think that prices should and be represented higher. So cutting, you know, 1 million barrels a day is one of their ways of helping to boost prices and show the tightening situation. Now, of course, whether this will work is another story. Analysts were saying that the OPEC Plus may need to lower output by at least 500,000 barrels a day to stabilize prices. 1 million barrels a day is more. But when you look at what's going to happen later this year with a recession or with potentially lowering demand for crude and oil products, it's not exactly clear how the market will take this. You know, we are up today, but it wouldn't be outside the realm of possibility if this were to disappear, if there isn't more action by OPEC Plus in the future, and that threatens to tighten the market further and add more instability.
Yeah, what's the pressure been on Russia as the prices have started to slip?
You know, there has been push by countries in the United States and others to try to allow for Russian crude to continue entering the market. Now, there at the beginning of the war and the few months following the war, there were some discussions about totally banning Russian crude imports. Some countries are doing that. But there are some views that having Russian fuel in the market will help stabilize it. Now, they don't want to let Moscow profit off of these, you know, high prices. So there have been discussions about a price cap on Russian crude imports, but nothing has really come together. And Russia has warned that if there is a price cap, they'll just cut oil exports altogether to these customers. It's creating a very difficult situation, and it's something that OPEC Plus will also likely need to consider when they meet on Wednesday.
Stephen, very quickly, 30 seconds. This is the first in-person meeting of OPEC Plus in 2 years. Is it just a curiosity, or is the dynamic going to be different?
No, I mean, absolutely. This is a different dynamic. Russia's going to be there as well. And as well, it makes sense that they're considering this big output cut. If it weren't an in-person meeting, they might not be considering such a large action. But I think that indicates the weight of their decision.
All right, Stephen Stapchinsky, Bloomberg's energy reporter. Thanks so much for joining us with a preview of that OPEC Plus meeting.